Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Gobler of the 75th Legislative District in Clearfield and Elk Counties. Representative Gobler, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House is in session, hard at work on a lot of things as we get ramped up for the state budget here. And something that the House has been working on, especially in committee right now, is a bill that you have that will help to save jobs in an important industry, particularly in your area, and that's coal mining. What's going on here?
I'm proud to offer House Bill 1557, which has come out of plenty of discussions that I've had the opportunity to have in our local area, especially with the Quihanna Industrial Development Corporation. And that is legislation that helps make it easier for our coal industry to be resilient during economic difficulties. House Bill 1557 makes an amendment to one of our laws that affects the coal industry that allows them to pause their operations when necessary so that they can continue to stay open and stay viable for when business picks back up. This bill passed unanimously from the House Environmental Resources and Energy Committee this week, and I'm looking forward to moving it on the House floor next week, and I am very much looking forward to getting this bill out of the House and over to the Senate.
Another piece of legislation that the House considered just this week had to do with the cost of health insurance in Pennsylvania, and there's a move afoot to change some of the rules about people who obtain their health care insurance through the exchanges. What's going on here?
I'm very pleased to see that there are opportunities to work on finding solutions, and this is a very big solution that would allow Pennsylvania to cut healthcare costs by establishing a state-based exchange, which will save millions of dollars that we currently send to the federal government. This is an option that we have because of a partnership with the Trump administration that is actually giving us options on healthcare that will allow us to cut costs, save money, and provide better insurance for people who are most in need. I'm looking forward to moving this legislation forward and getting solutions in place that actually help Pennsylvanians achieve better health care at lower costs.
And of course, it's still springtime, but I understand the Pennsylvania Game Commission is gearing up for the coming hunting season. What's going on here?
It is that season again. The hunting licenses for the 2019-2020 hunting season will go on sale this Monday, June 17th, across the state. One thing that is very exciting this year is that the Hunting Digest will be reissued once again with the purchase of these licenses. So I encourage people to get ready to look forward for the coming year, buy your hunting licenses, and get ready to enjoy our great outdoor heritage.
And there's an important program for senior citizens that has a deadline on it, and I understand that there's good news in that that deadline has changed.
That's right. The property tax and rent rebate program is something that helps so many people across our area, especially those most in need. And I'm very pleased to report that the deadline to apply for the property tax and rent rebate has been extended until December 31st. Initially, the deadline for that program, typically each year, sunsets on June 30th. So we do have additional time to process people's property tax and rent rebate applications and make sure that they receive the dollars that they're entitled to. People are encouraged to reach out to my district offices, reach out to my Dubois office at 375-4688, St. Mary's at 781-6301, or the Clearfield office at 765-0592, and we'll be happy to help.
Representative Gobler, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Gobler.